This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. When you start getting into the nitty-gritty of planning, where does your joy go? Today, I'm asking you to look through your quarterly goals that you've completed and sprinkle it with joy. Make sure that you have opportunities within the structure of your creating where you are keeping your head up, keeping your being open, in playing as you go. Playfulness opens you to creativity, resourcefulness. It is like the lubricant in the gears that keep everything moving fluidly. I was in a group years ago, and I was focusing on my achievement. I was focusing on doing the right thing, not making any mistakes. And on the side, I had a buddy that was an accountability buddy. I would do crazy things with her when I would get her on the phone to make her laugh. We would laugh so hard together, and all sorts of interesting, ingenious ideas would come up as we talked. When we got back into the bigger group, she revealed the things that I was doing to make her laugh, and I was so embarrassed because they weren't, I would say, feminine. They were, a really loud scream that was funny because I was taking the word joy and you know, like, cover your ears. I don't want this to be too loud for you. And I was going, joy, like really loud, sustained, screaming joy with a real intensity, like it's not joyful. And it was doing it to be ironic, and it made her laugh. She called me to do it for the group. Oh my gosh, it was so uncomfortable. And I got to realize how I had been stuffing my humor and my joy. Because years prior, I used to get scolded for being too joyful. And I would, even into grad school, not be taken seriously because I was funny. People would take my attitudes as not smart because I was being silly or bubbly. So I stuffed that quality, and with it, I made myself really serious to be taken seriously and be considered intelligent. Consequently, that joy call started to be replicated. They asked me to do it regularly, and I got more and more comfortable with it. What ensued is other people started to do the joy call, as it was called. And people would laugh really hysterically, and it would break the tension, and it would create an ease and a collaborative energy that was so positive. After I left that group of people in that leadership training container, I discovered that it was continuing above and beyond me, and it is still a thing over a year later where people have a joy captain to remind them to not forget the joy. I don't know what your story is around happiness and playfulness when you are working diligently. Is your life, when you're working hard and putting your head down, devoid of joy? Or are you playful as you're working? I suggest the latter because it creates incredible results, and it creates a life that's worth living while you're working. Have a beautiful day.